Hey, it's Mitch. Doing the cruise. On this date in 1993, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks returned to Fleetwood Mac to perform Bill Clinton's campaign song, Don't Stop, at his inaugural celebrations. With a message of renewal and hope, Don't Stop proves the perfect song for Clinton. Many of the lyrics could have been campaign slogans, like, it'll be better than before, or you'll see things in a different way, or just think what tomorrow will do. The song, written by Christy McVie, aimed at her husband and bandmate John McVie while they were going through a divorce. She seems ready to leave the past behind as they move forward as friends and co-workers, a far less spiteful message than the one Lindsey Buckingham sent to Stevie Nicks in Go Your Own Way, a lyric saying, shacking up is all you want to do. Appearing on the Rumors album in 1977, Don't Stop was a solid hit, reaching number three in America, and many of Clinton's baby boomer generation are thrilled to hear it again and connect with the message, even if it's not the most contemporary of choices. In a Saturday Night Live Wayne's World skit, Mike Myers says, Fleetwood Mac, hello, it's the 90s, here's a quarter, buy a clue. Fleetwood Mac is certainly on the wane. Buckingham and Nicks are out of the band, and their last album, Behind the Mask, from 1990, flopped in the U.S. The inauguration brings the classic lineup back together, but it's a one-time reunion, and the band quickly returns to second-tier status, playing smaller venues and doing some gigs opening for Crosby, Stills, and Nash. In 1997, they reclaim their status as stadium fillers when Buckingham and Nicks come back to the fold, and they embark on their The Dance Tour, supporting a live album that goes to number one in America.